In an August, award-winning musical Matilda opens in the country. The man behind the adaptation of Roald Dahl's 1988 book is Australian comedian, writer, performer and musician Tim Minchin. It's one of the most critically acclaimed, popularly successful musicals of the past 20 years. It's won 7 Olivier Awards and 5 Tonys, and Tim Minchin is in the country and is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm amazing. What's it like having a hit of this size?
Oh, it's good, I suppose. It's been a few years since Matilda first kind of came into existence, so I've sort of got used to it, but it's sort of changed my life, really.
Because, well, it has. No, so let's work that through, because my understanding of you, you worked hard. You're one of those classic comedians who was looking to make ends meet, and you were struggling and striving and all of that sort of thing, then suddenly, bang, smash hit.
Yeah, pretty. I mean, it sort of went, it's a bit wobbly in my path in that, because all through my 20s I was just playing in bands, but writing music for theatre and that sort of thing. Comedy came really late to me. I didn't start doing comedy till I was 29, and actually I only really did it for 5 or 6 years, but that's how I got known, especially in the UK. And then somewhere in the middle of that period of my comedy career taking off, I got asked to write Matilda, because obviously my main thing is songwriting. And then that sort of happened in parallel, and really, I've now drifted back towards writing music for theatre and writing music for film and acting as my main thing.
How did it change your life? Obviously, it paid the bills.
Yeah, well, that makes a big difference, but also it reopened the door into this world, into theatre and stuff. I mean, I love doing comedy, but being a small part of something as intricate and crafted as musical theatre's got a whole different level of satisfaction.
What's your relationship with Matilda in the various forms it takes over the years in the various parts of the world?
Well, it's a bit of a sadness, actually. I'm not really involved. My main involvement is I go to meet casts and go to opening nights, and I do this. I travel around wherever it's going to be and talk about it.
But you clip the ticket all the way along, though, surely. I mean, you're still clipping the ticket after all these years.
What's clipping the ticket?
Have you never heard clipping the ticket?
No,
clipping the ticket is once you get a slice of the action.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're still paying the bills for you.
Yeah, well, it's my intellectual property. So I own the songs, you know.
So it behooves you to turn up to opening night to make sure it's going to go well.
It does, and also I'm a part of a huge team. So I'm the songwriter, but there's hundreds of people. You know, the production is very expensive to run, and so I'm part of how we make sure people keep going to see it. But the thing is, I can talk about it sort of cynically, but I would be faking it. I genuinely feel like the amazing thing for me about Matilda is that it has been commercially successful, but we didn't make it to be. We made it to be beautiful. And it employs all these people, and thousands of people a week, tens of thousands of people a week see this show. And especially for kids, but adults as well, and especially for young girls, it's this story of knowledge and stories and creativity and imagination and learning and books being the way you get power, which is not necessarily the message that all art gives us at the moment.
Exactly.
And I'm so proud of it, and I love it. And these kids who play Matilda and the kids who play the rest of the kids, they just blow your mind. And there's been 70 Matildas already.
Well, I was going to say. Do you take a personal interest to the extent that you go, well, Barcelona wasn't quite as good as New York, and Adelaide let us down a bit? Or,
well, I have to be careful what I say publicly, because I can't be seen to favour one cast over the other. But I can say the Australia-New Zealand production, which you might think with our little, you know, inferiority complex we carry around with us down here, it is without a doubt as good as Broadway and the West End, and I would like to say it's better. I mean, they just get the humour of it, and the audiences in Australia and New Zealand get Roald Dahl better than the Americans. They get that dark and light, especially. I can't wait for it to come here, because I've done enough comedy here to know Kiwi audiences get that dark and light.
I might be literally making this up.
Yes.
But let me do it anyway. I believe that Roald Dahl is, in terms of sales, the highest level per head of population here than anywhere in the world.
Have you heard that too?
Or is this just fake news we're making up between us?
It just doesn't matter anymore. Who cares?
But that's why we get it, presumably. We like Roald Dahl to start with, don't we?
I think that's absolutely right. And it is. The Kiwi sense of humour is absolutely a sort of virtuosic dryness, and the way you guys in your humour sort of tread between dark and light. It manages to be gentle and bleak at the same time.
Yeah.
And that is Dahl. And it's actually how I made my name as a comedian, tiptoeing around that line between really dark and really
silly. You're very political in your comedy, aren't you, in terms of... what was that thing you did with Cardinal Pell, the song you wrote about Cardinal Pell? I mean, that was, you know, geez, that's right, sticking it right
It was pretty strong. I mean, I'm political in the sense that I... there are certain topics that make me upset, and part of my job as a satirist is to talk about them. I didn't like Pell all along because I'm a secular, I'm a humanist, and I don't like people who tell women what they can do with their bodies, or gay people what they're allowed to do in their relationships, or, you know, Pell was a sort of, he didn't really understand evolution. He just, I always thought he was not a good leader.
Just to explain to everybody, Cardinal Pell was the representative. He's I think third in the Catholic Church in Rome. He's an Australian. They wanted him back for you know, investigations. So you wrote a song, and some of the money raised from that song, by the way, went to people to go over there, the victims to go over.
Yeah, all of every cent. With the survivors of child sexual abuse in the Catholic Church flew to Rome to see him give his testimony because he refused to come back on health grounds. Look, the song does presume the health grounds were not real. Yeah. So it was pretty scary, but I get people stopping me on the street in Australia just bursting into tears. So, I'm not a sort of shamer, and I don't like bullying, and I'm careful with my voice. I'm careful not to bully, but I feel strongly that was the right thing to do. I mean, the letters, I mean, you wouldn't believe the stuff people write to me. It was a very, very shameful time in Australian history.
Well, listen, have a great stay in the country. Good luck
Thank
with
you.
Matilda. I'm sure it'll be a smash hit.
I can't wait for it to get here. Honestly, I feel like it really does belong here. And it's brilliant that it could get here, because some of these big musicals don't, because it's hard. They're big and expensive. So you have to go and see it. Go and see Matilda. It's really good. It'll make you laugh.
To mention, by the way, extended version of that interview is online. Go to the Mike Hosking Breakfast Facebook page, and it's good because there's a fantastic story of a movie that he was making, and he moved his family to Los Angeles, and what happened to that movie will blow your mind.